report, they're all finally out of that cave in Thailand. I'm Dave Anthony. All 12 boys have now been rescued. The final four brought out this morning along with their soccer coach. We don't know their conditions yet. They'll be taken to the same hospital where the eight rescued the past 2 days are still under observation. Now, President Trump is in the air en route to Europe, where he'll talk to our NATO allies, still complaining they don't spend enough on the defense of their own countries.
We pay far too much, and they pay far too little. But we will work it out.
That was the president right before leaving, also boasting about his Supreme Court pick.
Brett Kavanaugh has gotten rave reviews. Rave reviews.
Brett Kavanaugh was his choice as the nominee to replace Anthony Kennedy on the court.
My judicial philosophy is straightforward. A judge must be independent and must interpret the law, not make the law.
Now, there are Democrats, though, who are calling him extremist, vowing to continue to fight this pick all the way before the process. The Republicans who support him want him on the court by October. President Trump has lost a round in court, a federal judge not allowing the Trump administration to detain illegal immigrant families together. This as they're under court order to put some families back together. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has this live.
Dave, the deadline affects about 100 kids under the age of 5, but only about half that number will actually join their parents today, according to government lawyers. More than 2,000 kids were separated from their parents. They were sent to shelters spanning the country while those parents, many of whom were seeking asylum, were charged for illegal entry. The parents will be free while their cases go through the court system. They may have to wear ankle monitors. The deadline to reunite those kids older than 5 is July 26th.
Dave. And Tanya, President Trump a moment ago said the way to solve all this is to have people not come to the country illegally. Fox News, fair and balanced.
It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. And now, while selection is best, it's the best time to buy. With amazing offers across a full lineup of Ford vehicles, now is the time to make summer go right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. Stop by a local Ford store or shop online at buyfordnow.com. Because there is no better time than right now to get behind the wheel of a new Ford during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Summer sales event is here. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 60 months plus 1,000 bonus cash on the 2018 EcoSport. Best-selling claim based on 2017 calendar year sales. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 60 months at $1,667 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 7/31/18. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for qualifications and details.
Again, our top Fox News story developing moments ago in Thailand. Navy SEALs reported that all 12 boys who've been trapped in that cave for more than 2 weeks have been pulled out alive. Their soccer coach has also been rescued in the operation. Before President Trump chose Brett Kavanaugh, a conservative, as his Supreme Court nominee, New York's Democratic governor took preemptive action amid pro-choice advocates' concerns about abortion rights.
Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo signed an executive order to protect abortion and contraceptive coverage in New York. Cuomo's predicting the president's going to use the high court to end legal abortions.
Mark my words, they are moving to roll back Roe v. Wade. That is going to be the next move by this president.
Cuomo issued his order saying it's to protect a woman's right to choose so that no insurance company can deny it and no federal agency can deny it. President Trump's been looking to end abortion since he was on the campaign trail. Jill Nato, Fox News.
The investigation into the deadly poisoning in Britain involving a Soviet-era chemical weapon is widening.
A third area is being combed over after the nerve agent poisoning of an English couple, which led to the death of 44-year-old Dawn Sturgis Sunday. Her partner, still critically ill. Police looking for a container they believe the pair handled, seizing a car in Swindon, where personnel in military fatigues and gas masks were seen wrapping a white Audi in plastic film. The area is about 30 miles north of where the mother of three fell ill over a week ago and 40 miles north of where a Russian spy and his daughter became the first victims of poisoning from Novichok back in March. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
A house in Delaware is a crime scene this morning. Police say they have found the bodies of a man and a woman and three children, all younger than 8 years old, shot to death. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Local news brought to you by 217 Mortgage Team, Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 Mortgage Team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them at their new location, 217 South Neal in downtown Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Menicelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Champaign County Crime Stoppers is seeking information on an armed robbery at a Circle K that happened early in the morning on July 1st. Two men ordered the clerk and other customers into restrooms, then took cash and cigarettes from the store and personal property before leaving. The Circle K is at 1101 North Prospect Avenue. The men were seen on surveillance video. An Illinois lawmaker wants to legalize more fireworks. The Illinois News Network says State Rep Barb Wheeler said her legislation would legalize fireworks similar to what is done in Kentucky and nearly every other state. A new report says Illinois taxpayer-funded abortions went up by 274% in the first 6 months of this year over the first 6 months of last year. The Illinois News Network says Illinois taxpayers paid for 84 abortions from January to June of 2017. That number was 314 for the first 6 months of this year. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Menicelli.
We're your 217 Mortgage Team at Illinois National Bank. Hi, this is Justin Gensler. What makes us your 217 team? Well, you get two experienced mortgage specialists, myself and David Nelson. We have one convenient location in downtown Champaign at 217 South Neal, and we're available for you 7 days a week. Call 217-530-4350 or visit IllinoisNationalBank.com. When you plan to buy your next home, go with the 217 Mortgage Team at Illinois National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 47721. David's NMLS is 178338. Justin's NMLS is 611367.
Here's your weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Floors. From simple to simply magnificent. Two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana, 367 Rose or blossombasket.com. Hello to Diane Ducey.
Good morning, CBJ. Sunshine. We've got a 30% chance of a scattered shower, thunderstorm popping up, mainly between 2 and 4 this afternoon. High 90, down to around 62. In fact, the heat index in this shift in our weather could get up between 98 and 102 this afternoon. Then there's some relief in sight starting tomorrow. High 86, low 64 with sunshine. Clear conditions in the evening. Sunny and a high 88 on Thursday, down to 66. Up to 90 again on Friday, though. Right now, the temperature's at 72. ESPN 93.5.
All 12 boys and the coach rescued from the Thailand cave. That's a miracle. Unbelievable. Three Navy SEALs still inside. They're trying to get all of them out, and then mission accomplished. Amazing story. All 12 boys and coach rescued from Thailand cave. Headline this morning. Big night last night in the East Room of the White House.
There is no one in America more qualified for this position and no one more deserving. Judge Kavanaugh has devoted his life to public service. For the last 12 years, he has served as a judge on the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals with great distinction, authoring over 300 opinions which have been widely admired for their skill, insight, and rigorous adherence to the law.
For the Brett Kavanaugh is the new nominee for the Supreme Court of the United States of America. Happy to welcome to the show John Malcolm, oversees the Heritage Foundation's work to increase understanding of the Constitution and the rule of law, as director of the think tank's Edwin Meese III Center for Legal and Judicial Studies. John Malcolm from Washington, you were there.
I was. It was a very exciting night. I had a front row seat, in fact. It was terrific.
Edwin Meese was there. Are you kidding me? That was awesome. Yeah. All right, so the electricity in the room was tremendous, right? I mean, everybody knew at that moment it had to be Brett Kavanaugh, but this was reality TV, man. I really didn't know.
Yeah, I wasn't 100% sure myself. I got the invitation about 2 hours before the event, and it wasn't until I got there and I saw who was standing online, said, okay, well, it must be Kavanaugh. I suspect as much when I got the invitation, but I also happen to know one of the other finalists, and I thought it was a possibility I might have gotten invited if that person had gotten the nod too.
All right, so John Malcolm, who did predict that Neil Gorsuch would make it, what did you think of the pick? It felt too establishy for me and Donald Trump. I was a little surprised.
Well, I think the world of Brett Kavanaugh. So actually, a month after Justice Scalia died, before the president put out his own list, I published a list of eight people whom I thought would be superb Supreme Court justices. Seven of them are on the president's list, and one of them was Brett Kavanaugh. Mm-hmm. Brett Kavanaugh has an incredibly distinguished career, whether you consider it establishment or not. Yale Law School, clerk for Justice Kennedy, worked in the Office of Independent Counsel under Ken Starr, partner in a prestigious law firm, 5 years as a senior advisor to President George W. Bush, and a dozen years now on the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals, which is considered the second most important court in the land, where he's authored over 300 opinions on a wide array of issues that ought to please conservatives. He's going to make an outstanding justice, and, you know, the president is putting an emphasis on appointing great people to the federal bench, and so he picked somebody within Washington. I think that the conservatives will forgive him.
Okay, what do Susan Collins and Murkowski do?
Well, Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski are very focused on Roe versus Wade. I don't think that this is going to cause a problem for Brett Kavanaugh. He's certainly not going to commit to a position during the confirmation hearings, which is completely appropriate. And he has such a distinguished record that I think that at the end of the day, although the Democrats are going to put tremendous pressure on Murkowski and Collins, that Kavanaugh will get confirmed. And by the way, there will be some pressure on some Democrats who are running for re-election in states that Donald Trump carried handily.
How does Joe Manchin win if he doesn't vote for this?
I don't know is the answer to that. There will be tremendous pressure on him to toe the line by Chuck Schumer and other Democrats, but there's no question that he and Joe Donnelly and Heidi Heitkamp, maybe even John Tester, Doug Jones in Alabama, even though he's not up for re-election this time around, their electoral prospects might take a serious dip if they don't seriously consider voting to confirm Brett Kavanaugh.
So as a conservative, you're totally 100% comfortable with Brett Kavanaugh?
I think Brett Kavanaugh is just terrific. I thought Neil Gorsuch was going to be terrific. He is proving to be so, and I think Brett Kavanaugh will do as outstanding a job as Neil Gorsuch has done.
Part of me wanted to have Donald Trump announce that it was Bernie Sanders, and the left would have gone, oh, I told you, it's a right-winger. I told you. It doesn't matter what Donald Trump says anymore. They're against it.
Yeah, I joked the other day during an interview. I said, with the possible exception, only possible exception of Merrick Garland, anybody whom the president would nominate would be portrayed as a right winger. There was some TV station that went on a college campus yesterday and said, what do you think of the Supreme Court? Oh, he's a racist. Before the pick was even named. The resistance movement is strong, but at the end of the day, just like Neil Gorsuch, Brett Kavanaugh is too good a person and too good a judge to deny him a seat on the Supreme Court, so I think he'll be confirmed.
So you wouldn't be surprised at 55 or 57, I mean, to protect some butts?
Yeah, if Collins and Murkowski indicate that they are going to vote for the nominee and so confirmation is assured, then I think the Democrats will say, all right, you know, to the Joe Manchin world, you do what you got to do. But there'll be a lot of pressure. They're going to try, the Democrats, to put as much pressure on Collins and Murkowski, maybe others, maybe Rand Paul because of Kavanaugh's work in the Bush White House in response to the war on terror. But Brett Kavanaugh has just too sterling a record. There's an op-ed I've heard about in today's New York Times by Akhil Amar, who's a noted liberal law professor, saying, look, even though my politics are totally different from Brett Kavanaugh is a superb pick who clearly deserves to be on the Supreme Court.
And I understand everything you're saying, John, but again, being Donald Trump and kind of the swamp and all that, to pick a guy from there, you know, and a George W. Bush guy, he sounded great. He sounds like he can coach basketball, too.
Yeah, Coach K.
Yeah.
Coaches for his two daughters on their basketball team. It truly is a, quote unquote, a more of an establishment figure. It's certainly true there's no love lost between former President George Bush and Donald Trump. But all of the themes that the Bush, not the Bush, the Trump White House has cared about, you know, Brett Kavanaugh touches, and touches superbly. I mean, skepticism of executive branch agencies, a belief in a strong presidency and separation of powers, and a textualist and originalist. These are all things that Brett Kavanaugh has written about, spoken about, and thought about deeply.
I have probably never been more wowed than I was when John Roberts had his confirmation. Is Brett Kavanaugh that smart?
Yeah, Brett Kavanaugh is that smart. Oof. He's got a long record that will have to be examined, so it will, you know, it's going to make the Gorsuch confirmation hearing seem like, you know, a British tea party on a sunny afternoon, but but he'll do great.
Yeah. All right, and interesting, Elena Kagan hired him at Harvard. I found that interesting.
Yeah, and he also clerked for Justice Kennedy. Yep. His co-clerk was Neil Gorsuch.
John, pleasure. Thank you for your time from the Heritage Foundation. How do people find Heritage?
They can go to heritage.org, and if they want to look me up, they can just plug in John Malcolm and see everything I've written.
By the way, security really tight to get in the East Room?
It was pretty tight, but it was a lot of fun.
Hey, thanks for your time and insight. We appreciate it.
All right, bye-bye.
John Malcolm from Washington Heritage Foundation, he was in the room last night when the president announced it was Brett Kavanaugh. He was in the front row. He was sitting by Ed Meese. Ed Meese was the attorney general for Ronald Reagan.
Well, I was just reading an article on the naysayers undermining the Affordable Care Act, which would be a devastating impact on those pre-existing conditions and people of color, women, people with disabilities, millions of other decades to come. You know, folks are thinking that he can't get it done in this email, but of course I get all kinds of... from people. Like you said, there's going to be naysayers
no matter what. And text in what your thoughts are on Brett Kavanaugh, 359-2255, as we check our morning sports headlines.
All right. Well, the St. Louis Cardinals had the day off, and so did the Chicago White Sox. They'll gear up for a game on the south side of Chicago today, and you'll hear the action here on ESPN 93.5. Here's your Redbird Recap.
This Redbird Recap is brought to you by Travel Wisconsin. Plan your fun today at TravelWisconsin.com.
Good morning, everyone. The Cardinals back on the field tonight in Chicago, the first of a two-game series against the White Sox. After opening their nine-game road trip, winning 2 of 3 in Arizona against the Diamondbacks and splitting 4 games in San Francisco against the Giants. Redbirds now 3 games over 500. And tonight at 7:10, they will send Miles Michaelis to the mound. He is a National League All-Star. The Cardinals right-hander getting the new yesterday.
I'm pumped. I'm super excited to be a part of it. It's great for me and my family. It's going to be a dream come true to represent the Cardinals at the All-Star game. You know, growing up, going watching those games, the spring training games, and now going to get to represent them at this game. It's a dream come true.
What a year it's been so far for Michaelis. 9-3 with a .263 earned run average. He's headed to the All-Star game. 6:15, Ameren Total Access, 7:10 first pitch. The Cardinals and White Sox from Chicago.
Hi, folks. This is Wisconsin Tourism Secretary Stephanie Klett, and I'm here to tell you about Gemütlichkeit. It's a feeling of friendship, warmth, and good cheer. Where can you find Gemütlichkeit? You'll find it all around Wisconsin, at events like the Wisconsin State Water Ski Show Championship in Wisconsin Rapids, or Fish Day in Port Washington, or German Fest in Milwaukee, or the Mile of Music in Appleton, or the Pig in the Pines in St. Germain, or, you know what, just go to TravelWisconsin.com for all the Gemütlichkeit you can handle.
San Francisco beat the Cubs 2-1 yesterday in 11 with the loss in another one of these walk-off walk situations.
Sandoval, line drive, left field, base hit, and the ball game is over. The Giants beat the Cubs. Sandoval singling into left field, driving in Andrew McCutchen, and the Giants win game one of this three-game series by a score of 2-1.
And you'll hear action tonight at 9:15 again, another late one, on U.S. 105.9, your home for the Chicago Cubs. By the way, with Miami beating Milwaukee 4-3 yesterday, Cubs are only a game behind.
Game and a half, because they lost. There was a game and a half, now it's a game and a half, and Cardinals gained a big half game. They're 7 out, and lots of concern. in the Cardinals camp on a whole bunch of issues. Check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
We got some sunshine now. The 30% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms comes mid-afternoon. We've got a high 90 expected and 62 our low tonight. With the humidity, they're factoring in a heat index today that could see us in the triple digits. 86 the high tomorrow, though, down to around 64. Some relief in the humidity for a couple of days. Thursday's high at 88, low 66. Back up to 90 on Friday. 73 now on ESPN 93.5.
Check your Fox Business Minute, brought to you by Starla Carr. She's at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. Again, big story this morning, Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, all the boys and the coach out of the Thailand cave. It's 7:20.
From the Fox Business Network, Americans weren't drinking as much Pepsi in the spring quarter. PepsiCo's beverage sales declined, though its Frito-Lay snack business improved, and its quarter was better than expected. Audi will be working with China's Huawei Technologies. The two companies will develop automated and connected cars. The agreement follows a meeting between German Chancellor Angela Merkel and Chinese officials in Berlin. Amazon is stepping up its Prime Day promotions before it launches on July 16th. Amazon says Prime members who shop at Whole Foods from Wednesday through next Tuesday will receive a $10 credit on Amazon for Prime Day. Amazon Prime card holders will receive double rewards if they shop at Whole Foods. The Dow was up 320 yesterday. The Nasdaq gained 67, S&P up 24. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-620-5898 now for your free reputation analysis. Our dedicated experts and patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-620-5898 to learn more or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It seems like in every home, there's at least one room that's either too hot or too cold. Well, it doesn't have to be that way. Mitsubishi Electric has your comfort solution. Mitsubishi Electric cooling and heating systems are up to 40% more efficient with no ductwork and whisper quiet. Individual room control, giving you the freedom to find your perfect comfort level and save money, too. Make your whole home comfortable again. See Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing for your comfort solution and live better.
Hi, I'm Troy Lanz from Lanz Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Lanz is your local Mitsubishi Electric Diamond dealer. Our technicians are experts at solving your comfort needs, one room or your whole house. Let us show you how a Mitsubishi Electric Heating and Cooling System can save you money now. Your comfort is our priority. Call Lanz today at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at LanzInc.com. I'm Troy Lanz, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
If you've got something wrong with your elbow down to your wrist or hand, it's the carpal tunnel center. It's really good. Introducing the Carpal Tunnel Center, Champaign County's first office-based hand surgery center. Between your job, the kids, activities running a household, you don't even have time to address the numbness and pain in your hands. But left untreated, you're risking permanent damage. Do something about it. Contact a wonderful doctor, Dr. Sean Love, for compassionate care. She believes in a better way, a small office. Let her give you relief, what you're looking for. Visit thecarpaltunnelcenter.com or call for an appointment at 239-9600. 70.
All right, it is what day? Tuesday.
Yes.
Talk to Dr. Todd in a half hour.
Yeah, if you have any pet concerns,
yeah.
He's always willing to answer those questions.
And Charlie, remember he was sick. I think he's doing a lot better. By the way, I bought insurance for my dogs.
Yeah.
I'm glad I did.
Okay.
Because anything for dogs can go stupid high.
Yeah, it can.
So I have a deductible, but I far surpassed that. So
okay.
I'm really happy today. It's $17 a month, and it's worth it for dog insurance, believe it or not, if you don't look into that. I already got enough issues. I can't buy dog insurance.
359-2255 if you ever want to chime in on the show. And again, we'll ask a vet at 7:50.
Coming up if you have any questions. Also, I do have some tickets to the Cardinal game Saturday. It's a 3:10 first pitch. Looks like the Cardinals are taking on those Cincinnati Reds.
Yes, they are.
These are section 337. I've got these are from the season pass book.
Mm.
So four tickets if you'd like to go see the Cardinals play Saturday at 3:10 in St. Louis. I've got the tickets for you if you're interested. I don't know what energy the Cardinal fans have at this minute.
I know it.
If you want to text in because you want tickets to the Cardinal game Saturday, you can use them, 359-2255, 359-2255. The Cardinals, all kinds of buzz about Dexter Fowler, what to do with this $80 million man who's hitting 168, and you really can't play him right now because he can't hit. And it's devastating for the clubhouse, counting on Dexter to be one of the big players. And Harrison Bader has outplayed him and should play. And there's other issues as well as the Cardinals try and figure out what to do before the trade deadline at the end of this month. Do they go for it? Would they sign a Manny Machado? I don't know. Would you give up that much for 2 months of a guy you're probably not going to re-sign? I don't know.
Well, and is Mike Matheny and Mozeliak in the hot seat these days?
You're talking Brett Cecil, Dexter Fowler. Who are the, somebody else? Greg Holland. That's a $100 million miss.
Yeah.
Those are three guys over $100 million miss. That's John Mozeliak. So I don't know how deep this would go. And as much as I do like Mike Matheny, I don't think he survives unless they make the playoffs. And some don't want him to make it either way. So we'll see. But again, it shows you, illuminates the expectation of the Cardinal fan. What? It's just, and it's not that necessary. You can take a 4-3 loss. It's the way it's happening. It's really not good baseball. Missing cutoffs, errors, bad throws. That's just not what they do. And not what they've done. So that's the problem. They've got defensive issues. Guys that can hit that can't field. It's just a lot of stuff.
We've been pretty fortunate here at Stevie J Broadcasting when we hopped on board in 2011 as an affiliate and had some terrific seasons soon as we kicked in.
You had some Albert Pujols's.
Yes,
kind of. We don't really have that. Marcelo Zuna was supposed to be my thumper, and he's okay. He's good. I don't think he's a four guy. I think you got to get some more bats. But you also got to be able to field. Anyway, lots of issues. Cubs, by the way, have figured out that Milwaukee is probably going to be a pain for the rest of the way. Cubs are the better team. I would presume the cream will rise to the top by the end. But Milwaukee, I think they can win it this year. And the Cubs don't want to get into the wild card. That's a one-game crapshoot. Cubs need to win the Central Division. All your Cubs games heard on US 105.9.
Here, here.
And all the Cardinal games, of course, as always, here on ESPN 93.5. All right, if you want to win some Cardinal tickets, text in 359-2255. Any thoughts on the Brett Kavanaugh nominee? I thought Donald Trump would not go that way because he's so anti-establishment. He picked an establishment guy. But as John Malcolm just said from the Heritage Foundation, he's brilliant, akin to John Roberts. And if none of you remember John Roberts' confirmation, here's the guy who, by the way, shocked us all when he agreed with Obamacare, essentially.
Uh-huh.
He had no notes. They were asking about cases 12 years ago. He had no notes.
Wow.
I think Lindsey Graham's the one that said, Judge Roberts, to question your intellect would be to question ours. So they knew he was brilliant. And, we're getting text in for these cards.
Yes, we are.
So go ahead and
some are saying tickets, some are saying cards. You know, we know
whatever.
What you're talking about.
Yeah, you let me know.
Some are saying, is there a specific word to text in?
I don't think we're...
We'll put you in the running, too.
Quite the energy for these. But, again, it's the Cardinals. Now, Grace, Miss Illinois, will be throwing the first pitch at the Cardinal game on August 2nd.
Okay.
We're practicing.
Excellent.
Christian told her, we just don't want to go viral.
That's a Thursday game, huh?
It's a Thursday 12:15 matinee.
Okay.
That's what the schedule permitted. The Cardinals are excited. They've sent me all the information. She'll be walking on the field with wedges, the banner, the crown, and she's going to try and...
pitch one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're practicing.
Okay.
She's doing better.
Okay.
But she can hit a golf ball a little better than she throws.
I see.
So we're working on the throw. We just want to kind of get it up there. And
it looks like they're taking on Colorado.
Yeah, that'll be good. All right, Shop CMI, Chemical Maintenance Incorporated. It's locally owned. Keep your money local. Warm weather's here. Have you washed any outdoor windows? I don't want to get a ladder. I don't want to do scaffolding. I get it. Maybe you don't have to. CMI has systems that you use the lightweight extender, get up to 55 feet up without getting on a ladder. I did this at St. Thomas More, mm-hmm. High School St. Thomas More. I washed windows 20, 30 feet up. It was really easy.
Made it look easy.
Yeah. If I can make it look easy, the equipment's amazing. 359-6262, CMIcLean.com, 359-6262.
Is there a number on these texts at ESPN 93.5 to 359-2255 for the Cardinal tickets?
Yeah, it's 15.
Thank you.
I made that up. All right, we're going to talk to Boyd Matheson. He was the chief of staff for Mike Lee, who was briefly considered, I think, for the Supreme Court opening. Mike Lee coming up.
At AutoZone, helping to get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards Program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. It's just one more way to get more done. Right now, save with a great deal on Armor All Canister Wipes and get 2 for only $8. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See program terms on AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store. Items must be purchased on same sales receipt.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. All 12 boys and their soccer coach have now been rescued from a flooded cave complex in Thailand. The last 4 people were pulled out today, all taken to a hospital where Fox's Jeff Paul reports.
2 of the boys from the first day had some respiratory issues, might be pneumonia. The 4 from yesterday, though, all seem to be in great condition. They're all wanting food. Some of the boys from the first day said that they wanted chocolate and bread, like Nutella, and the doctors gave it to them.
The group got stranded 2.5 weeks ago. President Trump's in the air on his way to Europe.
The president's travels begin in Brussels, where leaders from NATO's 29 member states are gathering for a summit. From Brussels, the president visits England to see the Queen and the British Prime Minister, then Scotland to visit at least one of his golf courses, and Helsinki, Finland, for a summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin set for Monday.
Fox's Simon Owen in London. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Jamie Maniscalco with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A new internet provider is coming to Mahomet. WCIA says Volo Broadband will be bringing fiber internet to Mahomet. They're breaking ground today. It is part of a broader expansion of Volo, which is also now working with customers in St. Joseph. Champaign County Crime Stoppers is seeking information in an armed robbery at a Circle K that happened early in the morning on July 1st. 2 men ordered the clerk and other customers into restrooms, then took cash and cigarettes from the store and personal property before leaving. Southwest Airlines is going to stop giving out peanuts on its flights. Southwest said they are making the change because of customers with peanut-related allergies, so they'll stop serving peanuts on all flights starting August 1st. CNBC says Southwest is one of several large airlines to get rid of the packaged peanuts as passengers suffer from peanut allergies. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Maniscalco.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service. Diane?
A nice start to our day with the sunshine. Today's high 90, and the heat index could get into triple digits today. There's a 30% chance of scattered showers between 2 and 4, but clear by tonight with a low 62. 86 the high tomorrow, a little relief coming our way, down to around 64. Thursday's high at 88, down to 66. Back into the 90s for Friday and Saturday. Currently 74. On ESPN 93.5.
Well, I'm going to be a co-host of the Champaign County Fair Queen Pageant this Sunday, 2 o'clock.
Very good.
Haven't done that one in a while.
That's at City Center?
Yep.
Have fun with that.
60th anniversary.
So does Miss Illinois make an appearance
at
that sort of thing?
I think so.
Okay.
I'm not sure, but Grace was supposed to be a judge for that, and since she won, she can't. And so Janet will be a judge, I think.
Okay.
And I'll be there as, that's how we met. So it's kind of apropos.
Right.
Anyway, it'll be fun. And looking forward to the Champaign County Fair Queen Pageant Sunday afternoon, City Center. Come on by. We got Jordan. You there?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
I'm fine. You a Cardinal fan?
Yes, sir. More Cubs, but I'll take the experience. My daddy's a big Cardinals fan.
Okay,
so
buddy. Well, right now you're on the right side of history because the Cubs are better than the Cardinals. Hey, listen.
Yes, sir. We'll take it.
Yeah. We have 4 tickets for the game on Saturday. You enjoy those, my friend. Thank you for listening from Westville.
Awesome. Thank you guys very much. Have a great day.
You betcha. Jordan's in Westville near Danville.
That's right.
And wins the 4 Cardinal tickets. Again, issues for the Cardinals. We'll see. It just doesn't tolerate much. I said Mike Lee's coming out. I meant Boyd Matheson, who's the chief of staff for Mike Lee, who's senator, who's stepping down. I think he was briefly considered for that spot that Brett Kavanaugh got, and now the confirmation here is this will take 60 or 70 days. Most think this will get through. It'll be very interesting. All eyes on Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski and Rand Paul. Might have an issue or two with a few rulings from this guy, Brett Kavanaugh, who coaches his girls' basketball team. I thought he was very human, very entertaining last night when he spoke at the East Room. Always a pleasure to welcome to our program. He was the former chief of staff for Mike Lee. Do you think Senator Lee was considered at all Boyd Matheson?
Yes, he actually was. He had an at-length interview with the president. He was one of the very few people that was called by the president yesterday before the announcement, letting him know that he had chosen Judge Kavanaugh. And, of course, he was invited to the White House for that event as well. So he was definitely in the running, a little bit of a dark horse, but one that many people think still has a future black robe, possibly.
Why is he stepping down as senator?
No, he's not stepping down.
Mike Lee is not. I thought he was leaving. He's not leaving the Senate then.
No.
Okay,
no,
good.
He is securely in the Senate, which is good for the country and good for all of us.
He seems like an outstanding individual. I know you know him well. Okay, Boyd Matheson. Before we get to this other thing, your take on Brett Kavanaugh is.
He's a good pick. He's a solid pick. I think some of the things to watch, many people are focusing on Senators Collins and Murkowski as kind of the critical votes in here. I actually think the person to watch is Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky. Judge Kavanaugh has some interesting rulings as it relates to Obamacare, really sort of provided the template to John Roberts to uphold the constitutionality of the clauses there in Obamacare. He also has some interesting rulings on Fourth Amendment issues and bulk data collection that I know Senator Paul is going to have an issue with. So that's something that not a lot of people are talking about that your listeners should watch for as these hearings gear up. Of course, the really fascinating thing is that you've already got the left. I did an interesting thing. Here's a statement. Tell me when this happens. If this nominee is confirmed, it will be the end of women's reproductive rights and Roe versus Wade.
Yeah. That's
40 years ago, yeah. Justice Kennedy's hearing.
Well, I mean, they thought Sandra Day O'Connor was going to end it too, right? In 82.
Yes. Yes, that's right. And so the fear mongering and the hand wringing has begun. And most important, again, on both sides, I'm going to call both sides out, the fundraising is in full force. And there will be tens of millions of dollars raised. On the left, saying this is the end of the world as we know it. On the right, saying if we don't get Judge Kavanaugh to the bench, that it will be the end of civilization. And a lot of people are going to make a lot of money on this process.
But, you know, I can take a microphone right out to any public square, Boyd, and say, what do you think of Obama picking Sarah Palin for the Supreme Court? And they'll say, I like it. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I could do that. And they would say, sure, that was good. I mean, listen, I think the crumbling of our society begins with education.
Oh, there's no question, Stevie J. And it's one of the things that I love about your show and how you approach things. There was another group went out yesterday before the announcement and was asking people those same kinds of questions. And, you know, the outrage of some people and the absolute support of others. Because that's what we really have to get to. Because if we're going to expect more, we have to expect more of ourselves first. We have to be informed. We have to be responsible for the truth that we're putting out there, the way we're talking about things. It's incumbent upon us. And we have to expect and demand more from those that we send to Washington, those that we send to the State House, and those that we have in our local government.
I bet you $10 I could go to New York University, stand there and say, your President Obama has just picked Colonel Sanders. Isn't that kind of a weird pick? No, I like it. It's a good, I'm telling you. That's what we've got going on. All right, Boyd, you're one of my favorite guys they have on as well. All right, so tell me about this, the texters inside the deep state. What in the world Peter Strzok and Lisa Page going to say?
Yeah, it's going to be fascinating to see how those hearings go. You know, all of this is so, it's such a Gordian knot in terms of how this all plays out. You've got Paul Manafort, who has been requesting documents forever. Finally, they get something, and it clearly shows not collusion between Russia or Manafort or anyone else, but between the FBI and AP reporters.
Oh.
AP reporters providing, you know, codes to lockers at storage units.
Oh.
And it really, the bottom line for all of this, DBJ, is that it undermines the confidence we have in our institutions. And regardless of how people feel about Paul Manafort, I mean, he's clearly a guy who's very comfortable living on the edge or partway over the edge.
Yeah.
But regardless of all of that, you know, here's a guy who has access and money, so he can have a team of lawyers. But what does it say to the person around, down the street, or to us individually, if we were in that setting and we don't have access to that kind of lawyer team and finances? That if the FBI is willing to do this on high-profile cases, what does that mean? What does that mean for the rest of us?
Well, you can get squashed like a bug, is what it means. I mean, it's scary. It really, really is. And listen, we would never have known anything had Hillary won, by the way. Nothing.
That's a very good point. Very, very good point. And all of this goes back to this crisis of trust that we've got in the country. And again, starts with us, each of us being educated and each of us, you know, speaking that truth, you know, in a way that is positive and forward moving.
And I can't remember, maybe it's happened a lot in history, but in the last 8-10 years, I just can't remember how many times Congress has asked for stuff and just say they won't give it to you. They have to. No, they don't.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I thought you had to follow the law.
No, it's stunning. Yeah, it's absolutely stunning that this agency and a host of agencies that we used to talk about in very reverent, almost hushed tones, you know, in terms of our deference and our trust in these institutions. And this continues to erode as they stonewall, as they delay, as they do everything they can not to be transparent and not to deliver what is supposed to be part of oversight that actually is part of Congress's job.
Political strategist Boyd Matheson, where can I read you? You're now writing a whole bunch. Where is that?
DeseretNews.com. We can we're there every week, and lots of great dialogue going on, lots of great conversations coming.
DeseretNews.com. Boyd, always a pleasure from Salt Lake City. Thank you, my friend.
Hey, thanks, DBJ. All the best.
7:42, Boyd Matheson is his name, former chief of staff for Senator Mike Lee. DeseretNews.com. ESPN 93.5. Okay, yeah, it's true. These man-on-the-street interviews, they went to New York City University and said, what do you think of the pick? This was on Saturday. Oh, it's a racist, bigoted. They didn't know.
Ridiculous.
There's no info. And I, when I was joking, they went to somewhere around New York. Man on the street said, President Obama has just picked Sarah Palin for vice president. What do you think? And because they led with President Obama, they went, oh, that's great. Good. That's a good pick. Sarah Palin's a Republican.
Right.
Oh, it's a man on the street.
I don't know how I would feel if I was approached at the mall with someone with a camera asking me political questions, though. You're just kind of deer in headlights a lot of times.
Well,
you're in your own life. You forget things.
You probably ought to know if the nomination has been made, but again...
Right. You don't want to... pull the ignorant card, and what are you talking about? Happened before?
The whole point is, no matter what, that's my view. He's racist, bigot, homophobe, whatever words you want, and it doesn't matter. Donald Trump could put up anything, and they would be against it because for the fear of him succeeding. The whole point is get Trump for those leftists. Now, I think the Democrats have a massive problem with the left. The Antifas, the far, far left that break windows and cover and are essentially domestic terrorists to me. How do you lasso the Democratic Party for the centrists, the few that are left, with the far left, which is clearly out of hand. I mean, Shannon Bream, Fox News, very smart, mild-mannered, good woman, and does a nice job on Fox News, has a show every night at 10 o'clock. She's really newsy, really smart, Supreme Court. I've interviewed her a number of times. They had to cancel her live show. She was supposed to be outside the Supreme Court. It was dangerous. She feared for her safety.
Wow.
They went inside because they didn't feel safe. That's how bad it's getting. You can't do that. You can protest. You can wave your signs. You can scream. But you can't be violent.
Well, and to me, it took a turn a couple of weeks ago when we started invading restaurants when people are eating. I don't get it.
It's just, it's too much.
Temper it down.
Most, 95% of the country would not agree with that kind of stuff because it's going to lead to violence. It's going to lead to somebody getting hurt. And again, there's a line, and we're crossing it a lot of times. You can't be violent. All right, ESPN 93.5, I'm Stevie J. It is a quarter till 8. Ask the Vet coming up. We've got a pet question, 359-2255. Dr. Todd Likens in a few moments. A little aftermath of the fireworks. Not good news. He's got some information. We'll check sports headlines now.
Shall we get the Redbird recap?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay, they're playing the Chicago White Sox, and we'll hear the action here on ESPN 93.5. Let's find out more.
Good morning, everyone. The Cardinals back on the field tonight in Chicago, the first of a two-game series against the White Sox. After opening their nine-game road trip, winning two of three in Arizona against the Diamondbacks and splitting four games in San Francisco against the Giants. Redbirds now three games over 500. And tonight at 7:10, they will send Miles Michaelis to the mound. He is a National League All-Star. The Cardinals right-hander getting the news yesterday.
I'm pumped. I'm super excited to be a part of it. It's good for me and my family. It's going to be, you know, a dream come true to represent the Cardinals at the All-Star game. You know, growing up, going watching those games, their spring training games, and now going to get to represent them at this game. It's a dream come true.
What a year it's been so far for Michaelis. 9-3 with a 2.63 earned run average. He's headed to the All-Star game. 6:15, Amron Total Access, 7:10 first pitch. The Cardinals and White Sox from Chicago.
Well, San Francisco over the Cubs in 11. That final was 2-1. They lost in walk-off fashion.
It's to Sandoval. Line drive, left field, base hit, and the ball game is over. The Giants beat the Cubs. Sandoval singling into left field, driving in Andrew McCutchen, and the Giants win game one of this three-game series by a score of 2-1.
Is this the same Pablo Sandoval?
Yep. And five St. RBIs again. Yeah. Beat the Cardinals Sunday, beat the Cubs Monday. His nickname is Panda.
I see.
Because he looks like a panda. I mean, he's round.
All righty.
He's not a guy you would say, let's run a marathon with him. But
that's why it's easier to get a great big hit.
He's a good hitter. He's a really tough out, and he's hot. So Cubs got their hands full with Pablo Sandoval.
And 9:15 tonight, you'll hear the action on US 105.9. And with Miami beating Milwaukee 4-3 yesterday, the Cubs are a game and a half behind. Wimbledon is going on. Kevin Anderson in the Elite Eight.
That's awesome.
He'll be taking on Roger Federer. Novak Djokovic has also gotten through. Also trending in the area is basketball coach from Oakwood, Craig Black, leaves for Sullivan. So those are some trending stories to this hour in sports, and we'll be talking with Dr. Todd soon. So get those questions in to 359-2255.
Yeah, he's got something on fireworks and dogs. Mm-hmm. We'll get to that next. If you have any questions, 359-2255. Going to be warm, heating up. We'll get the details next in our weather.
Honda, just like your favorite baseball team, we're pretty used to this whole winning thing. The all-new 2018 Honda Accord has been named the 2018 North American Car of the Year. And named a Car and Driver's 2018 10 Best List a record 32 times. That's a lot of W flags to fly. Baseball fans will appreciate. The Accord was built just like an electrifying second baseman. Quick, agile, and enough power to leave the yard in a hurry. The Accord now comes equipped with available mobile hotspot, and Honda Sensing Safety is now standard on every model. The legendary Accord knows what it takes to stay at the top of its game, and that's by continuing to make the best better each and every year. Experience this game-changing Accord live and in person. Get up and go to your Central Illinois Honda dealers and save big by taking advantage of the year's best offers. Visit CentralILHondaDealers.com today. Car and Driver, January 2018.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter of Country Arbor's Nursery. Country Arbor's is having our big summer sale. All trees are 20% off, all perennials 10% off, all shrubs 10% off, and annuals are 50% off. It's our best prices of the year, and we still have great inventory. And Country Arbor's offers a tree planting service on all our trees. We do everything and guarantee our work for 5 years. July and August is a great time to plant. Just because you're hot doesn't mean the plants aren't enjoying the sunshine. So stay out of the heat and let us do the work. You can find out more information at countryarbors.com. I'm Shane Colt from Country Arbor's Nursery, and have a great day.
All right. Thank you, Shane. ESPN 93.5, three-day forecast, National Weather Service.
Well, we're looking a little on the hot side today. That heat index could get into triple digits. Then we've got the rain that could come in between 2 and 4. Otherwise, some sunshine today. I-90, 62 our low tonight. 86 the high tomorrow, down to 64. Sunny and clear on Thursday. High 88, low 66. Sunny as we wrap up the week Friday into Saturday. Partly cloudy, high 90 expected. Right now, the temperature's at 74. ESPN 93.5.
Understanding the basis of budgeting, saving, monitoring money doesn't always mean you're in control of your spending. Busey wants to help. Four reasons why you break your budget. Forgetting the future. Leave emergency savings for emergencies only, please. Make room in your budget for discretionary expenses, but leave that nest egg alone. Rewarding yourself too often. Mixing mood with money. Spend money when you're happy and positive, when it's easier to remember long-term financial goals. Bad home equity habits. Don't think of your home as a piggy bank. Be smart with your home equity. Manage your finances whenever you want, wherever you are, with Busey's mobile and online services. Busey's banking tools include Busey Mobile App, Busey Text, Money Management, Busey Bill Payment. Regain control of your finances with Busey. Go to Busey.com, 800-67-BUSEY, or stop by one of their many convenient locations today. Busey, member FDIC, equal housing lender, Mile at the Pines, right? You can still get into our Mile at the Pines.
And I tell you what, if you want to sign up online, it makes it so easy. And the organizers love that. And the deadline for that is July 15th on Sunday. So get signed up for Mile at the Pines. It'll take place Sunday, July 22nd. Your $20 entry with nine different waves of races for beginners to elite goes to help the Champaign-Urbana Schools Foundation. MileAtThePines.com.
Every Tuesday, we talk to Dr. Todd Likens.
I deserve a treat because I'm a fluffy boy.
You are a fluffy boy.
I got hair shaking the air, talking by the day.
Well, yeah. Because we talked about fireworks and just how awful to the ears of a dog. And what do you have this morning? The dogs kind of go crazy and bolt, right?
Yep, that's what I was talking with the animal control officer the other day, and there were over 10 dogs that were reported lost during the fireworks.
Oh.
So, I mean, I don't have a final count. I hope everybody got back to their owners, but it's just something you really got to consider. I want everybody to put in the back of their mind to think about getting sedatives or tranquilizing type things for their puppies next year if they had problems this year.
I just turned the radio up loud when we left. Turned the radio on.
We did the same, and our neighbors said that was a great tip, Diane. We had a classic rock station on that had a, you know, steady beat, more bass.
You could have had ESPN 93.5 on.
Well, that's true.
What's the problem? Anyway, I think some noise where they might have, but it, as you said, it's kind of like, you know, fingernails on a chalkboard to us. It's really bad for doggies. Well, I hope they got back to their owners, so.
Yeah. A lot of people take their pets downstairs, too, to try and get to a quieter spot where they don't hear it as well.
Yeah.
I know there was one 4th of July where puppies were being born, so we...
You there? Dr. Todd? Houston? We have a problem. You there? Yeah.
Hello?
There you are. Sounds like you just jumped in an aquarium.
Got a bad signal going on.
All right.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm multitasking. But anyway, I was saying there was one July 4th where we birthed puppies down in our basement so the mama wouldn't freak out while she's having babies.
Oh,
so those were
special litter there.
Yeah. Okay. So let me ask you, because you're kind of this whole, and if you have any questions for dog or cat, you do? Okay,
yep. Go. Ryan from Royal is asking pros and cons to supplementing dog's food with coconut oil.
Huh.
Very popular thing these days.
Really?
There's cons may be diarrhea.
Oh,
that would definitely be a con, I think.
That's a con.
I don't think I could put that in the pro column. Pros, better hair coats. So a lot of the dog foods are short on unsaturated fat.
Hmm.
And so we're supplementing that type thing that they have a problem getting into the food. So I personally, I use olive oil myself.
You sow a little olive oil on the food. They like that?
Yeah, I throw about a tablespoon a day per doggy, once a day.
And they like that?
On the dog food.
Okay.
Yeah, it helps the hair coat, no doubt about it. But anything you do that you're trying to help the haircut, you got to wait a month before you evaluate how
right.
well it's working.
Right, it takes time. Okay, so a little tablespoon of olive oil, not bad, into the food. When the doggies look outside through the window and see somebody two blocks away and bark their brains out, what are they thinking?
I don't know.
Don't come into my
did.
Territory.
You're the dog whisperer. Yes, you know everything on the dogs. I mean, they must.
I know my dogs sometimes bark at the wind, you know? It's like, so.
I think Charlie has always had a little weak eyesight. I think he'd wear one of those sports goggles look. I think he goes out at night and barks to the sky it's like when you're a little nervous and it's dark. He'll go, "Ruff, I'm here. Ruff, ruff, I'm here. Don't hurt me, I'm here, ruff."
Nobody's going to mess with Charlie with that kind of bark.
Dr. Todd, I was hearing about hot cars, and they go up by 10 degrees in like a matter of minutes if you leave the dog in the car.
Yeah, hello, everybody. If you own a pet, you should know that by now. I mean, do not leave your pets in the car even for a minute. It's not worth the risk.
Well, we left three in while we ate at a restaurant, and I'm sure others will complain because I left the car running. I left the car running. It was freezing when I got back in there. They needed a coat. I mean, but I sat where I could watch the car.
Okay.
And but we didn't want to not go. We were hungry, and the dogs, it was at night, but it's still too muggy.
Uh-huh.
It was too muggy.
Yeah.
Well, and you leave yours running, right?
Yeah. I got a Prius, so I've had window cling made that says that my car is running and the air conditioning is on.
Okay.
So nobody breaks out my window.
Right.
Cause, I will never leave sight of my dogs. You know, I'll run to the post office real quick, but I've got to have a window where I can see them.
Yeah.
So I know exactly what's going on.
Should we report that? Is that like a 911 call if we see a doggy in a hot car?
Yeah. It's not something you want to mess around with. I mean, it happens so fast. I mean, why take a chance? You do the same, treat the same way you would a kid.
Yeah.
So... And there's a lot of respect for doing that.
All right. I know you're busy. We'll let you go. So dog washes, $20?
$20.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't gone up even since yesterday. We're still at 20. So
how
business is booming.
How do you keep Walter happy? Oh,
I do like to keep Walter happy. That's important.
All right. How do they people find you?
Hey, we're at the corner of Kirby and Manis or by the police station in Mahomet. Or we're on the phone, 355-PETS or 586-PETS.
All right, my friend. Thanks always.
All right, thanks, guys.
Dr. Todd Likens, I went in there, and the dogs all barked at me.
Uh-huh.
And I said, I haven't been here in a while, and I think they're mad at me. Because I usually am first-name basis with about nine of those dogs.
Well, that's just the welcome for everybody.
It's a little bit edgy because I hadn't been by.
Well, and Bruce, the alpha dog, has shifted.
He's just a big... He's Dino from the Flintstones. If anybody's old enough to remember that, he'll just knock you down.
That's right.
It is 7:57. Going to be a big weekend in St. Louis to give away those tickets on Saturday. Cardinals host the Reds this weekend. Great giveaways all weekend long, including the Adam Wainwright bobblehead presented by SSM Health, Cardinal Glenn and Children's Hospital. Get your tickets now, cardinals.com/promotions. We've got your news coming up from Fox, and then local news, that's next. Hi, it's Stevie J. Over the years, I've loved leading groups on cruises and travel adventures all over the world. So much so, we started our own company. Introducing Stevie J Travel, a travel company dedicated to the best group travel anywhere you want to go. Maybe it's St. Louis or New Zealand or Cape Horn or a trip to the Galapagos. We specialize in group travel. That's all we do. And we put together an experienced team of travel experts like Mary Beth Karasik, former director of Busey Pillar Club, and... Bill Owen, former owner of Franklin Travel, who has done over $200 million in group travel in his career. If you're interested in having us organize your next trip, just contact us or join us for one of ours, like Larry Canfer's wonderful trip to Ireland in September and our trip to Asia this January. Just go to steviejtravel.com for all the information. That's steviejtravel.com. Where do you want to go?
Hi, this is Habib Habib, CEO of BPC, and this is your Motivational Minute. Ever wonder whether you are a good example to others? Are you consistent in what you say and do? The saying goes, your actions speak so loudly, I can't hear what you say, which means others look at our actions, not just at what we say. Francis Bacon said, it's not what we eat, but what we digest that makes us strong. Not what we gain, but what we save that makes us rich. Not what we read, but what we remember that makes us learned. And not what we profess, but what we practice that gives us integrity. He also said, he that gives good advice builds with one hand. He that gives good counsel and example builds with both hands. But he that gives good counsel and bad example builds with one hand and pulls down with the other. As we live life, let's be consistent with our words and actions. Words are meaningless without the actions to support them, and they are beautiful when they match our actions. To hear other Motivational Minutes, go to HabibHabib.com.
You're listening to WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
This is a Fox News